Welcome back to my series. Welcome to the Winner's Circle. This evening, I am speaking with the owners of The Bando, which is a popular restaurant in Atlanta, Georgia. The founders are Richard and Terry. So, good evening. Thank you for being guests on the episode.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, no problem. And wait, who am I talking to now?
Richard. I'm the one that's going to be here today.
Okay, nice to meet you, Richard. All right, so let's get into it. Just really briefly, can you talk a little bit about ATL The Bando, the restaurant? Like, why? How did you come up with the name? Why did you choose The Bando as a theme? And then if you can explain to people what is a bando for people who may not know?
Okay. All right. So I kind of start in kind of reverse. So mm-hmm. Bando is kind of like a run down, abandoned house or building, mm-hmm. apartment, anything like that. So when me and my partner was, we first was thinking about ways to generate money. We have a mentoring program. We met, mm-hmm. We both teach. So that's where we met at.
Nice.
We started us a mentoring program for young men and middle schools or high school. And so we've been doing that for about a good year, 2 years, and we're just trying to think about ways to generate money to help give back to the community. We just wanted to take the mentoring program to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought about food, we thought about a restaurant. Figured, you know, people always eat, you know,
that's right. A
lucrative business. So that was the start. So first we started with, okay, we're going to go with the restaurant. Then we tried to figure out what type of food to sell.
Mm-hmm.
Both of us doesn't have any experience cooking or, like, we didn't grow up in a restaurant, you know, so we both
right.
worked at, like, KFC for a short amount of time, but it wasn't nothing major.
So right.
we wanted to do something basic and simple, and being down here in Atlanta, everybody loves wings, so we figure wings would be something easy to make.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm from Detroit, and I know down here they have like the wing and Philly combo mix at most wing spots. At
okay.
Detroit, they have a chili dog called a coney dog, and that's very popular up there.
Okay,
it's not available everywhere. Like most people from Detroit, when they go out of state, they can't get a coney. So
right.
we figured matching a coney with the wings, that would be something different, and it would possibly bring some people from up north, grab their attention too. So that's what we started with the menu. And like I said before, we just want to keep it simple and basic. If somebody can't make hot dogs and chili dogs and wings, then there's something wrong. So we just want to keep it simple with that. And then we're just thinking outside the box, how to be different, you know, how to not be like a regular American deli or A-Town Wings or Touchdown Wings.
Mm-hmm.
So we start thinking about Atlanta, start thinking right. about our culture and how Atlanta is big on Black excellence.
Right.
And it was like, you know, everybody watch TV, everybody listen to music, and it's so much Black history and, like, we both grew up in the 90s, so
right.
we used to watch TV a lot, and a lot of the sitcoms, you know, they was helpful. A lot of the Black sitcoms like Family Matters and Fresh Prince, you know,
mm-hmm.
they had substance to it. So
right.
during the 90s, that was something that we did as a Black community, got together and watched, you know. So we knew with TV and music, that was something that we could bring people in and could relate to everybody.
Right.
And it was just a snowball effect. And, you know, then with us working with the boys, we wanted to make a negative a positive. So that's one of the reasons why we chose The Bando. You know,
mm-hmm.
people think about The Bando, they always think about a rundown building.
Right.
So we just wanted to change the narrative. So when people think of The Bando now, they think about, you know, the wing stop that's ran by two Black men that's trying to empower their community.
Right.
And, we knew Bando was catchy, just like trap and trap music, you know, just something to reel people in.
Right, right. I was going to say that too. Like, I felt, well, that's what I got when I went on your website and I was like looking around on the site. I saw like the community service aspect of it. And I saw just, you know, with the name of it, like ATL The Bando, just how you are like changing the narrative. Like everybody does know, like a bando is like an abandoned house or a building, and then typically used for, you know, like drug activity. But you're flipping it, and I thought that was something that caught me right away. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it matches up to what you're saying. And then so in terms of the food that you serve, you know, what are the most popular foods that are on your menu?
Right now, well, I ain't saying right now, but crack wings is like our signature item. Everybody uh-huh. love the crack wings.
What's so in that, it or what's on it?
So the crack wings is a battered wing. That's the only wing that we batter. All okay. the rest of our wings we cook naked. So it's okay. a battered wing, and we created a flavorful dust that we sprinkle on top. And it's kind of sweet and savory.
Nice. Okay, and then do you have any like vegan or plant-based options at all?
No, not at the moment. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a possibility in the future. We actually just met another restaurant owner, and she has a vegan restaurant, and we had dinner with her and talked with her. So mm-hmm. it's a possibility. Right now, we're just trying to perfect what we got going right now.
Right.
But we'll never just say no, no, no. You know, we open to make improvements and change.
Right. Right, right. That's good. Yeah, I was going to say, especially with Atlanta, the vegan, that's such a popular community down there and becoming more popular everywhere actually now too. Okay, and then so do you have particular specials on certain days for food?
Yeah, usually on the weekend is when we do our crack wing day. So mm-hmm. all we'll sell is our crack wings, our bread and wings. Sometimes, you know, some people don't want the crack flavor. They still get another flavor, but since the crack wings are limited, we often sell out during the day. So okay. on the weekends, we try to prepare more for the entire day. So that's why we just have a crack wing day. Just to kind of, you know, give it for those people who are not able to get it during the week.
Right. And so when your customers come, what experience do you want them to walk away with? Because I know when I was looking at your website, it's the bando theme, but it's also, I got the idea that it's also like a museum. So yes, people can get food there, but then people can also kind of like walk around and look, there are posters yes. up and things of that nature. So what's the experience that you want your customers to have?
Just to come in, enjoy the vibe, enjoy the music mm-hmm. While they, you know, going through the tours and looking at different posters or mm-hmm. magazines, just going down memory lane, thinking about when they was growing up. Or thinking right. about something that happened in their life, you know, at the time when that song came out or when that movie was going on, you know, just right. bring back good memories of people's past.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, that's important now. I'm an 80s baby, too. So I grew up in the 90s mm-hmm. and it definitely was like a different time than now, especially yeah. in terms of like our Black culture on television, food, music, like fashion, like all across the board. I can't really put it into words. I kind of feel like it's a time you just had to be there.
Yeah, but, most definitely.
But everybody who was there knows exactly what we're talking about. So, mm-hmm. I think that's cool, like a trip down memory lane. That's really nice. And so now because of this, like there are a lot more, like there are other restaurants opening up too that kind of follow like the same theme or like the same model where like they want it to be more than just eating. Mm-hmm. They want it to be like an experience kind of thing. Do you feel like the food industry has changed?
Now, I didn't know that, you know, people were starting to do that. So if that is something good, then, you know, yeah, you know, you always want to make things better, you know. And,
right.
You know, every time you go to a restaurant, it's not always like, you know, a sit down club. You know, you just want something right. different, you know, so.
Right.
I like the turn that some of the restaurants are taking just to liven things mm-hmm. up.
Yeah, I was going to say the one that came to mind first for me was Slutty Vegan.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm vegan. Well, I'm plant-based. So that one is like, you know, that one's top of my list. I haven't made it there to try any of the foods or anything. I've been to Atlanta, but I think mm-hmm. I was there in ATL. She didn't have a location yet. So I had missed the food truck the day it was open, and I didn't get a chance to experience it. But I've been seeing the growth like on Instagram and things like that. And I noticed it was the same thing with her restaurant too. Like it is like an experience kind of thing. Like there's
And it's motivating seeing, you know, her path and her growth, you know.
Right. And so do you feel like, you know, being the representation in the neighborhood, do you feel like that gives you room to be like more creative as well? Like you guys have created this, like this theme and you're going with it, like the food and all the creative names of the food. Do you feel like it allows you to be more creative? Like, so when you do one idea, then all of a sudden, like, you get another idea.
Yeah, we particularly wanted to be in a Black neighborhood. We wanted to do something for our people. So
right,
being over here is definitely beneficial because we wanted to be around our people. And it does give us a little bit of wiggle room because we're relatable, you know. And
right.
We don't have eyes on us looking like an outsider, so...
Right.
I feel like if he was in Buckhead, we wouldn't get the same feel, you know, as we do over here in Adamsville.
And what neighborhood of Atlanta are you guys located in?
In Southwest Atlanta, it's a neighborhood called Adamsville. It's right down the street. It's a popular landmark here called Cascade Roller Rink.
Okay.
It's right down the street from here, maybe not less than 5 minutes.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
So that's a good area to be in then, too, because even when people come from the skating rink, they could just pop on by in that location. Okay. And so where do you see the Bando and this trend, like this new trend of restaurants and / entertainment kind of thing? Or just where do you see the Bando overall in terms of, like, growth?
I just see us being a staple in a community that's... giving back, you know, that's not trying to take, but the one restaurant that is making a difference, you know, in a community, you know, from the love that we're getting from our community, we want to just return it and give it back. But we have a lot of loyal customers.
So,
like we our idea when we first started was to help out our community. So that's the goal, that's what we're pushing for, and that's what we're gonna do.
Right. I think that's awesome. I feel like a lot of the times, you know, some people may have businesses in the community, but they're not necessarily giving back to the community in a way.
Exactly.
They have the customers, they have the people coming in, they have the money circulating, but they're not necessarily putting back into the community. And I think it's important, especially when you're a Black-owned business, for the children in the neighborhood to see that too. You know, they're seeing you like, okay, these two Black men built this, and but they're also doing this in our community. And so they realize like it's almost like a cycle kind of thing happening. And I think that's important for young men, young Black men, even young girls and young women to see this happening. Okay. And so what happens in the Building Better Brothers Academy, that mentoring program, like what kind of things do you do with the boys?
Well, before COVID, we used to have monthly events, and the three pillars was brotherhood, education, and community.
Mm-hmm.
So each event, we would do something to focus on one of those points. So sometimes we would go to Stone Mountain and just, you know, have a walk and give the boys different tasks or put teams up and give them things to do. Or we might go to a nursery and create vision boards.
Nice.
We just do different activities with the boys and make sure they stay in the course with school, their personal life plans, what they want to do, and just make sure that, you know, they're being respectful at home. A lot of the boys that we mentor are raised by single mothers.
Right.
That's another reason that we wanted to do it. We particularly wanted to focus on them. We take all boys, you know, you don't have to, it's not just particularly for single mothers, but
right.
That's something we wanted to focus on because being in the education field, we saw how a lot of the young men were acting out because they didn't have that male influence in their life.
Right.
So, number one, just being that positive male influence in their life. And then just trying to help them for their future, you know, and focus on their education. focus on that brotherhood, because we want to create somewhere 5-10 years down the line, you know, say one of them become a business owner, they can help out one of their friends that was in the program, you know.
Right.
One of them might have a connection to get another job, or, you know, get into a club or something, you know. And we just want them to build that connection now, so in the future, you know, once they grow up and develop, they can still help each other out.
Right. I think that's awesome. I think, yeah, definitely something needed in our community. You know, with a lot of single parent home, single mom homes, so, and they have boys or one boy. It is something that is missing, like that male role model, that male figure. Mm-hmm. And so if it can come in any kind of positive way, like a mentorship program or just, you know, a neighborhood kind of thing, I think that's even better. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really nice. Okay. And so do you feel like as an educator that, that kind of gives you like a better lens to view like what the younger boys are looking for, like what their interests are and ways that you can really relate to them?
Most definitely. Yeah. One, just being when we were, you know, working, right now we're not, we couldn't juggle both, but mm-hmm. when we were teaching, just being around so many different young men and different characters, you know, you learn and see different personalities. And
right.
a lot of the times, you know, the things that they go through, we can relate because we went through the same thing growing up, or we knew somebody that went through something.
Right.
So we're able to use our past experiences to try to help out these young men.
Right. Okay. And also, I'm sure I provide them like with resources if they needed anything and things that.
Man, they be hitting us up for all types of stuff. But that's, we love good. Them, you know, we told them. We always let them know, like, no matter what, y'all can call us.
Right.
Your mom or your dad tripping and you just need to vent, give us a call. We're going to keep it real with you. We're going to keep it 100. You might not want to hear what your mom and dad is saying.
But
if you want to vent, we're here for you to vent. You know?
Right.
We get them Ubers. They need food sometimes, or sometimes they just want to talk, you know.
So right.
We always let them know we got their back. And sometimes we have to check up on them because they'll go ghost on us, you know.
Right. Yeah, I saw on the website you had a, there were some pictures about like a back to school event that you had. Mm-hmm. Or, yeah, I believe that's what it was. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we used to, before they went to school over the last 2 years, we always gather them up just to kind of have them create a strategy for the school year.
Mm-hmm.
And for the future, you know, a year, 2 years, and just bringing together one, because, you know, coming from the summer with young men,
right,
and going right into school, they're going to be wild. So we wanted to kind of grab them and, you know, get them focused before they actually started to school, and, you know, just come up with a game plan for the school year, and also just have a little fun before they get back to work. So, you know, a lot of times we would, sometimes we'd give, of course, give them school supplies and things like that. Or some of the, just might just go to the park and have a cookout, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the main goal was for them to get prepared and focused for the school year.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. Yeah, that's something good to have, too, because it is true. Like, coming out of the end of the summer vacation, kids are still a little hyped up because it's still nice out when school starts. So things are still mm-hmm. happening, and they're kind of like, they're semi-focused on the school year. They're not really. But it is kind of good to catch them like before and say, okay, like, listen, the school year is about to start.
Mm-hmm.
What's your game plan? Like, what are your goals for this year? And then, like, staying with them to make sure that they stay on top of that. That's awesome.
Correct. Agreed. Yep.
Okay. And so do you have any upcoming events at all?
Since COVID in the restaurant, it's been hard to do our monthly events.
Right.
We still stay in contact with our boys, and then when we see time is fit, we are able to do something. A few of the times, we had them come up here, and we just had a cookout for them, and just let them mingle with each other.
Right.
But like I said, since COVID, it's been kind of hard to gather them all together and do something.
Right, right. Okay. And when COVID hit, were you guys doing anything like meals, like free meals for anyone or?
No, we weren't open.
Okay.
We didn't open until October 3rd of last year.
So okay.
We actually opened in the middle of COVID.
The pandemic, right. Okay. All right. And so for anyone who doesn't know, what is the social media so people can follow you?
It is the Bando _ATL, and that is on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
Okay. And then what's the website?
TheBandoATL.com. And we're located at 3050 MLK in Southwest Atlanta. And all the platforms, our address is posted on our website, Instagram.
Right. Okay, that's awesome. I'm going to have to check you guys out next time I come to Atlanta. I don't know when that'll be, but I'm going to have to check you guys out because that was one of the things I definitely was looking for when I was there. Like I said, I'm plant-based, so I probably wouldn't eat anything. Mm-hmm. But I do like to, when I do travel, I do like to explore and like just see what the authentic places in the neighborhood, not so much the tourist attractions, but the authentic mm-hmm. places in each neighborhood that the people make up. So mm-hmm. from restaurants to stores and stuff, you know, places that really capture just like just capture the culture of where you're at, because it's different everywhere. And I think that's one of the beautiful things. So
and something we do too is we switch up our art and decor
okay
every two, maybe twice a year or three times a year.
Okay,
my business partner Terry, he's the artist and he's the one with all the great ideas.
Okay, that's nice. All right, well, this was it for the episode. So thank you for being on and thank you for telling us a little bit about the restaurant.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having us on. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. So anyone who's listening, make sure you follow him on social media. Check out their website. Especially if you're in Atlanta, go ahead and take a visit and go check it out. So thank you, guys. Until next time. Bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.